Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another episode of Rough Riders Radio. I'm your host, the Knight Rider. Today's topic, the GOP 2.0. Chris Christie or Jeb Bush? Hell no. Let's get right to it. GOP 2014 or... In other words, fuck shit up for freedom. Why, oh, why would anyone want to cast their vote for the GOP in a presidential election? At this point in our nation's history, it should be painfully obvious to well over 50% of the voting public that while both parties have their detractors, one of them, the GOP, has gone to extraordinary lengths to disingratiate themselves with vast swaths of voters, particularly those under the age of 30. How many times can you keep trotting out the same pony, that would be the Bush family, and expect to garner sufficient support to catapult your moribund political party back into the White House? You know what they say, the third time is the charm, although in the case of the GOP, that would mean a real clinker. Jeb Bush is yesterday's news, and certainly he will never, ever be able to rein in the GOP's unruly base, i.e. the Tea Party. So you can write him off as of now. New Jersey Republican Governor Chris Christie is now the subject of a grand jury investigation in New Jersey, which will most probably stretch into next year, 2015, and suck all the life out of any presidential campaign aspirations he has on the attempt on his behalf as donors, his potential political campaign donors simply will not pony up when there is a threat of Chris Christie is under the cloud of a grand jury investigation. This seemingly new Republican is toast. He'll be lucky if he is not impeached and sent packing home. In short, there is no 2.0 in the cards for the GOP. 2.0 normally means something that is newer, faster, stronger, and the like. But everywhere you look, whether it be the Republican governors touted for a White House run, for example, Scott Walker of Wisconsin or John Kasich of my home state of Ohio, or that libertarian wingnut from Kentucky, Republican Senator Rand Paul, you only find insensitivity, hostility, overt hostility by them towards any voting constituency that is not upper middle income and sufficiently self-sufficient. So no, there are no bright lights on the GOP's horizon. We're dealing with the ship of fools. The demographics of this country are changing so rapidly and mightily that those angry white guys, you know, those guys aged 55 and over, they will soon be overwhelmed and forced into early retirement. What you have left is a rabid base of racists, nativists, creationists, anarchists, i.e. Tea Party, that comprises at least 50% of the current Republican Party. You have, as Lincoln said, a house divided, and it will not stand. Well, that concludes tonight's broadcast from Rough Riders Radio. I'm your host, the Knight Rider. Thank you for listening. And remember, stay well, keep it lit, and now we're signing off.